The world has come to know about the extent of spying by the U.S. and British intelligence, but new revelations outline a far more intrusive method being used to snoop on people's private lives. The British spy agency GCHQ has developed a malware which remotely hijacks computers, cameras, and microphones and targets mobile phones. It then steals any stored content, logging of keystrokes, and covertly photographs and records the user and those around him. Details of the program have been published by the British daily The Guardian and renowned journalist Glenn Greenwald. A legal challenge has been lodged at a secret court which probes complaints about British spy agencies MI5 and MI6 as well as GCHQ, according to Privacy International, which has lodged the lawsuit. Arbitrary powers such as these are the purview of dictatorships, not democracies. Esa Ali, our correspondent, joins us now from London. Esa, a simple question is, how could one react to such news?
Well, as you mentioned in your introduction, there is a civil liberties group called Privacy International, and they've probably reacted in the most effective way possible, which is to take the government to court, and in particular take the GCHQ spy agency to court, who, in conjunction with the NSA, have conducted these spying operations. And I'm just going to read a few of them out for you. There are three main programs which are the focus of Privacy International's action. They are Nosy Smurf, these are the names of the programs, which allows the NSA or the GCHQ or the whichever the hacker is to take over somebody's microphone in their computer. The other one is Tracker Smurf, which allows them to use the location device on the phone. Most people nowadays who have smartphones have location services. This Tracker Smurf allows, again, the hacker to trace a person's location. And then the final one is called Gumfish, which allows the hacker, again, the GCHQ or NSA, to take over a person's camera. So in the most laptops nowadays, you have a camera which is built in to the laptop, and they can see what you're doing through this webcam. So essentially, according to this lawsuit, the government now has the ability to spy on you by listening to what you're saying in the privacy of your own home through the microphone in your laptop, to actually see what you're doing. So you could be, you know, browsing the internet with your family, you know, walking around in the background, they're watching you, they're listening to your conversations, and even you're innocently walking around with your telephone in your pocket, and people can be tracking you and seeing exactly where you're going, tracking your movements, seeing where you go every day, your patterns, and all other kind of things. Now, George Orwell, in his book 1984, wrote about these kind of surveillance methods, and it was all deemed, you know, to be like conspiracy theories. So the way people should be reacting is outraged. Unfortunately, people either have the mentality in this country anyway that, oh, well, I have nothing to hide, so I don't mind being spied on, or people are simply ignorant of the extent of these programs. And I think it's the latter which defines the majority of people. Most people simply don't understand the extent that this is infringing on their legal rights. So with a civil liberties group like this one taking it to court, hopefully the full extent will be revealed.
That was Press TV's Esa Ali joining us from London. Thank you very much, Esa.